your host, Pastor Shio.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has the chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And by the way, for those who don't know us, I'm Pesa, and I'm married to Whitney, and we run liveyourbestmarriage.com, where we write blog posts, and just believing that we can be helpful and just promote marriage.
Yes, we like to give encouragement to all the couples out there, because we also need the encouragement just as much ourselves. We've been together for 13 years, and we have 4 children.
Yes.
So today, what I wanted to talk about is communication. And I wanted to discuss 3 reasons why communication is not your problem.
What? Communication is... We've been always been told that communication is what we need to work on. Pretty much everybody talks about, like, if you are having issues in your marriage, there has to be something to do with communication.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think the biggest issue is when everyone says communication is a must, they just leave it at that. They don't go further into it and explain that it's way more than just an exchange of words.
What is it?
You actually have to hear your spouse. You actually have to listen to what they're saying. And the 3 reasons why communication is not the problem. Number 1, if I don't agree with the reason why my spouse is upset. Number 2, if I don't understand why my spouse is upset. And number 3, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then why should I have to listen to the complaints from the person I'm married to?
Slow down. Actually,
we'll cover all 3 of those.
Okay, what were those things again?
So we'll start with number 1. If I don't agree with the reason why my spouse is complaining. Basically, what happens when we get upset and our feelings are hurt, most of us, I hope, go ahead and let the person we're married to know, hey, that upsets me. That bothers me.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Because you might want to tell the other person that what they did upset you, but at that moment, they're actually not even in a mood to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in that case, it's not a communication problem. It's a listening problem.
I thought this is just semantics. Communication and listening, isn't that the same thing?
Nope. It has to go beyond just exchanging dialogue. When you complain, and if the other, yes, you're saying it, but if the other person is just ignoring it or blowing it off, That's not effective communication. That's just someone talking and the other one is just acting like it's not an issue at all. So this first thing that we need to break down is, if I don't agree with the reason my spouse is upset. So sometimes what will happen is I'll just say the wife, okay, for example, because I am a wife. Something might upset me.
Yes.
And then when I talk about it, my husband might react like, okay, how is that a problem? But the thing is, he is supposed to react with compassion and understanding. Even if he doesn't really agree with it, he might be thinking, okay, seriously? She's mad about that? But what's her problem? But the deal is, even if he doesn't agree with me, he needs to go ahead and say, okay, you know what? I totally get what you're saying, and I think we can work this out.
So even if I don't agree with you, I should just agree with you, right?
No. You don't have to agree. You can say, okay, you know what? I really don't think that's an issue.
Okay.
Or I can say, you know what? I really just don't think that's a problem. Or I don't feel like I did anything wrong.
Yes.
But because you're so upset, I'm going to go ahead and just take that into account and we can make a compromise. We can talk about this and we can figure out a way to get this issue resolved. Okay. But unfortunately, we do have some friends who, they, if they don't agree with the reason their spouse is upset, they don't think there's a problem at all. And one example I can give you is there was a couple having trouble with pornography within their marriage. One was watching it. The other one thought it was a huge, huge, huge betrayal, actually. More than just a problem, a huge betrayal.
Okay.
So the husband was the one doing the watching and the wife was the one doing the complaining.
Okay.
But the husband was like, what's the issue? I have not cheated. Why is she complaining? Why is she so mad about this?
Okay.
But the wife was like, no, excuse me. That just makes me feel like crap for obvious reasons. But the husband was still refusing to even acknowledge this issue. So the point I'm trying to make is, even though he did not agree with her reason for being upset, as her husband, it was still his obligation to at least say, okay, you know what, honey? This obviously bothers you, and we need to figure out a way to get this resolved.
Yes. And, I mean, the pornography thing just to me sounds so much of a no-brainer that, hey, I don't see... I don't know how to put it, but with the pornography, I just see it like she had a point. But I think most of the fights and a lot of problems people have is when we, it's not just on the, I think the problem will come when we have issues which are like in the gray area.
Right.
Because pornography is like way out there that it's like, duh, that just, why are you doing that?
Right.
But what about something that, can you give an example where something is so much on the gray area where one spouse can feel this way, the other spouse can feel the other way, and it's,
okay, well, first of all, to you,
yes,
the pornography issue is just black and white. You're like, okay, it's either right or it's wrong. You either just, you should just not do it.
Yes.
But apparently to this husband, that was in the gray area. It was questionable. So, okay. Because
that's like in the movie Fireproof, right?
Fireproof. Oh, yes. In the movie Fireproof, the husband was also dealing with.
Was it Fireproof?
Yeah. Caleb.
Yes.
The firefighter had a problem. He would... He was watching it on the computer.
By the way, that movie is awesome. We've watched it several times, and we just will recommend it to every couple. Any couple. You don't have to be going through any issues. Fireproof. And what's the other one that they were praying?
Well, the one that that really affected us was War Room.
War Room. Wow. Yeah. That movie was crazy. We loved it so much. Yeah. Do we have it?
We don't have it. We rented it on YouTube. But anyway, going back to answering your question... Your question was, okay, well, what about the issues that are in the gray area where one spouse is like, yeah, that's a problem, and the other one is like, no, not really. Well, an example I have for you is when my husband and I were younger, a couple moved in next door to us, and the husband had a lot of female friends. I became a good friend of the wife, and so she would tell me these things. She would say, you know, I just think it's so ridiculous that, you know, he goes out with these friends, but I'm not invited. And she stayed at home to take care of the baby. But the husband totally did not understand how this could be a problem. And so basically, him not understanding it, he just totally ignored it. He's like, okay, I really don't have to listen to her complaining about this. It's okay for me to have friends. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing anything wrong. And she's just jealous for no reason. She's just being immature.
Okay.
But again, we go back to the same point that I was trying to make earlier. Just because he did not understand why that would bother her, it is still his responsibility to either try to figure out why she's having an issue with that or come to some sort of compromise. In marriage, it is absolutely vital for couples to be able to meet in the middle on some of these things.
So I see your point. He should not, like, and I looked at it from this other point where it seems like he's putting the concerns of his friends before the concerns of his wife.
Right. And so the way I viewed that situation,
yes,
I viewed it so much more than, oh, well, you know, maybe she should just tag along and make sure, you know, nothing is going on and she can feel included. But I viewed it as so much more than that because I thought, okay, you know what? This guy is actually on a path.
Okay.
He is actually...
What do you mean a path?
He is, I guess, figuratively speaking, in life, he is literally taking a road that may not be the best choice for his marriage.
Okay.
In the long run.
Okay.
You know, I mean, these friends could be influencing him in a negative way. I mean, it always sounded creepy to me that a group of ladies would even want to hang out with some married guy when the wife is not there. I mean, and that's just me.
Yes.
You know, so what kind of, I mean, but it brings the question, you know, what kind of character do these friends actually have? It just, that's definitely something to take into consideration.
So what if somebody says, you know what, it's just friends, like what he would have said, like, hey, they're just friends. And he's more open-minded. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think in terms of the genders. He's just thinking in terms of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just a friend. Right. I'm not thinking in terms of the genders. What did you tell them?
Right.
Yes.
So the way I like to break this down is he was not hearing her concerns.
Okay.
He just thought she was being unreasonable and he dismissed it altogether.
Okay.
So on the surface, it just sounded like she was annoyed. But you know what? Deep down, she was afraid that she would lose him to one of those female friends.
Oh, and so he is supposed to have noticed that and just not go. Mm-hmm.
Right. If he actually put some thought into this and listened to her, he would have gotten that.
Okay.
And because I mean, I'm a marriage advocate, so I am obviously siding with her. I agree with her.
Yeah.
Because I believe that whatever has your attention and whatever has your focus has you.
Yes.
So if you're spending more of your time on friends than you are on your wife, I mean, to me that's a no-brainer. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yes, it's and I see that this situation has many, many layers. It's not to me it's not just the communication. There is also like what you said about the path, what path he's on.
And some trust issues.
There's some trust issues. Yeah. And also the idea that who are you putting ahead of your wife? Are you putting do you have friends who you are actually treasuring their friendship more than what you treasure, your wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And someone might say, hey, I need some off time from hanging out with my wife. What would you tell them?
I don't think anyone ever needs any off time from their wife. No, I mean, hanging out with a group of guys would be different. I think, I don't think it's wrong to have friends. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea here. But my point is put the needs of your wife ahead of your own and definitely ahead of your friends, that's for sure. But also, people might say, oh, you know, yeah, the problem they have is communication. They just don't have good communication.
Yes.
But no, it's a lot more than that. If he would just, you know, take a few seconds to actually just really listen to where she's coming from, then I don't think they would have issues like this. And then the third point I wanted to bring up why communication does not work is some might say, well, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then what's the problem?
Yes.
You know, then I don't have to listen to this.
So like, is it like the means justify the end or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically saying, you know, I mean, if it's okay in my eyes, you know.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it can be anything. Think of any little probably little, probably minor disagreement that, yes. that you have with your spouse. Something that the two of you just don't quite, you just don't agree mm-hmm. on it. I don't know. You know what? Since we're real people with real examples, I'll share one. When we're driving, Pesa likes to
make drive sure. Very.
He knows where I'm going with this. He does not necessarily see a problem with
driving very carefully and just making sure that, right?
Checking the radio, you know, changing the station, playing music, or, you know, if the phone beeps, it can't be that bad to just take a quick glance at my phone. So what I do is I literally, sometimes I grab the phone and I say, okay, hey, if you need me to reply to a text to someone, I'll just type it for you as you're driving. Or if you want to hear a song or something from your playlist, I will do it. Like, you just pay attention to the road. Because that's a huge pet peeve for me when someone is a distracted driver. He is totally confident. He's like, there's no problem. He's like, we've been together for 13 years and I have hit nothing. I have never had an accident, never had a speeding ticket, never had any problem. So,
unlike you.
And I have had a speeding ticket within the last few years. So that makes him like, okay, well, you know, he's right and I'm wrong on that particular issue. So that's just an example. We don't let it blow up into a huge into a huge thing, but he is totally confident with what he's doing, you know. But I'm a little bit nervous when those things are going on.
So nervous.
That's just an example to share with you that we also have these problems too. So how did we
go ahead to solve that problem?
So. I pretty much have taken over the phone while we're driving. As much as I think it's necessary, I usually do. But again, I think I'm probably more nervous than I don't think the problem is as big as I am afraid. But that's just to show you that, you know, every couple can have problems like that. Like, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. So what's your problem? Why are you even bringing this up?
So what do you tell somebody who uses the C word? It's like, she is very controlling. What would you tell them?
Controlling. When you said C word, you scared me. Controlling. She's very controlling. Okay, that's like a weird definition of controlling, because I'm like, if someone is like afraid for their safety, I wouldn't call that controlling. But no, controlling is a good thing, because doesn't uh-huh. that show that your spouse cares about you? That they care, or that they're invested?
Yes.
I know.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, but I just, I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate here just to...
Controlling.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're controlling. You know, I'm just saying, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes. For the record, if someone feels unsafe, that is not controlling. They have a right to voice their opinion.
Yes.
If you are driving the car and they are riding with you, you have every responsibility to make sure they are safe and they feel safe.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with controlling.
And that's what I try to make sure that you are so safe.
Yes.
That's why I've never gotten a ticket.
But
right?
If you want to go back to that other issue of the husband who had a lot of friends,
mm-hmm.
Particularly friends who are girls.
Yes.
He could probably say that. He might say, you know what? She's controlling.
Yeah.
But I think my response in that case would be, you know, dude, it sounds like she just cares. To me, that doesn't sound controlling.
Because, like, and also,
why? She's not saying don't leave the house. She's not saying that. She's just wondering, okay, why am I here at home taking care of the baby?
Yes.
And then he's out, you know.
With some girls.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That, with some girls,
I mean, come on. I know it's 2017, but really, come on.
I totally get it. Really, I did. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. And
so yes.
So what? Mm-hmm. So, if you don't agree with the reason, if you don't understand, and if you... What?
So number one was if you... Three reasons why communication is not your problem.
Yes.
Number one, if I don't agree with the reason why they're complaining. Mm-hmm. Number two, if I don't understand why they're complaining. And number three, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then why are they complaining?
Why are they complaining?
So those are the three issues. Now, another tip that we wanted to share with you guys is the longer you stay together, you'll be able to notice when your spouse is starting to get upset.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have
the... Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to recognize those little signs.
Yes.
And what you can do when you start noticing that, you know, if you start getting the silent treatment, whatever you want to call it, if you call it the cold shoulder, or someone might just obviously, you know,
blow up
and start yelling or storm out of the room, whatever it is. When you start noticing those things, you can say, you can start trying to reach a compromise. You know, you can at least offer.
Yeah.
Or you can call for a timeout. And just say, okay, you know what? Let's just chill out for a few minutes.
So you're saying send somebody to time out? What are you saying?
No, it's not. I know, it sounds like that. It sounds like, no, actually, so.
Hey, go for a timeout.
So the rule is,
yeah,
there's a rule to it. One person can suggest, hey, let's take a break from this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down, let our blood pressure go down. And then we'll come back and discuss this again. So the rule is both people have to agree that it's a timeout. Because if one person suggests it and then walks away, that's not a timeout. That's stonewalling.
Okay.
Or it could easily be interpreted by the other person as stonewalling.
So, okay, say that again. If one person just walks out, mm-hmm. that's stonewalling.
Right. So if one person says, you know what, timeout. And then they turn around and walk away mm-hmm. while the other person is still talking. That is not a timeout. That is stonewalling. And
so it's not like the person is just giving themselves a timeout, sending themselves to a corner.
No, it's
the marriage corner.
The marriage corner, the naughty chair. No, it's it could be seen as, you know what, they just totally walked away from this and they're not even willing to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
So let's just be clear on that. If you're calling for a timeout, both people need to be like, okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's come back in a few minutes, maybe 15 minutes.
And what if both of you don't agree on a timeout?
If both of you don't agree, well, you definitely, your skills will get a lot stronger in problem solving.
What if both of you are like, no, I'm not ready for a timeout. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this argument going.
There is a science behind it. If you wait 15 minutes, mm-hmm. your blood pressure really will go down and you can cool down. So
there is?
Yes. So it is a good thing that you can try. It's definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. It gives you time to clear your mind and think, too.
Now, in the Bible, they talk about don't go to bed without solving your problems.
Yes.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, no, you would not. Okay, you would not take a time out for the whole night. we're just talking about like a few minutes to chill out. So... I know. Yeah, let's take it to the extreme. So, no. Yeah, definitely do not go to bed angry. That's
easier said than done.
It's easier said than done. And hey, and we've done that. We actually have gone to bed really mad. And it sucks. I hate it. Because, like, he turns the opposite way, like, in the bed instead of, like, either facing me or just cuddling. Okay, I'm not... or, like, just, holding me. Mm-hmm. It really stinks, honestly. Like when we go to bed mad at each other, I hate it.
So you should never do that again.
We should both never do that again. And the reason why is not only is that just really terrible for your relationship, but also that's stress for you. I mean, that's going to age you and just make you feel bad overall. That's not good.
Yeah.
For either of you. So if you can reach a solution, The sooner the better, yeah, basically. To make a huge, long story short, try to reach a solution.
And don't go to timeout. No, you can go to timeout, but don't go to bed.
Yes, don't go to bed angry.
Yes.
So, folks, those are the three reasons why communication is not your problem. Number one, if I don't agree with the reason why they're upset. Number two, if I don't understand why they're upset. And number three, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then why are they upset? So, it takes more than just an exchange of words. You need to actually hear the problem.
And you need to also read between the lines. Mm-hmm. And figure out what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you'll have to do that too.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I wanted to close with is something really, really cool that I found on someone else's marriage Facebook page. Live Your Best Marriage has a Facebook page. If you haven't seen it yet, make sure you like it so that you can get all of our awesome tips there too. But this marriage advice came from 1886.
What?
So I'll read it for you. It's just a short paragraph. It says, "Let your love be stronger than your hate or anger. Learn the wisdom of compromise, for it is better to bend a little than to break. Believe the best rather than the worst. People have a way of living up or down to your opinion of them. Remember that true friendship is the basis for any lasting relationship. The person you choose to marry is deserving of the courtesies and kindness that you would bestow on your friends. And please hand this down to your children and your children's children. The more things change, the more they are the same." So that was written by Jane Wells in 1886. So I just thought that was a really cool little piece of advice. And I had to share it. And so if I could print that out and hang it on my refrigerator or something, and the next time we're in an argument, I'll just read it. I think that could help me chill out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you think?
I think I'll print it for you.
Print it for me, yeah. So anyways, folks, I am so glad you decided to listen to us today, and we cannot wait to bring you another message. We will be back again next week. Thank you so much.
And again, if you can always follow us at Pesa Shayo on Twitter, and Whitney is at Whitney Shayo. And you can also follow our podcast on iTunes and also on SoundCloud. And until next time, don't forget to read the Live Your Best Marriage, .com.